Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, IMEMC.org, for Wednesday, February 13, 2008. Israeli tanks invaded Gaza and injured one resistant fighter, while Israeli troops in the West Bank kidnapped 70 civilians. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Israeli tanks have rolled into the eastern part of Rafah city in the southern Gaza Strip, leaving one resistant fighter injured. Witnesses in the area said at least five Israeli tanks invaded the vicinity of Gaza International Airport, an area which has suffered frequent Israeli attacks since the outbreak of the Palestinian Intifada or uprising in September 2000. Witnesses added that today's incursion directly followed last night's incursions, which lasted a few hours. The National Resistance Brigades of the Democratic Front for the Liberation of Palestine claimed that one of its fighters was shot and wounded during a clash with the invading Israeli troops. Meanwhile, Al-Qassam Brigades, the arm wing of ruling Hamas movement, declared that their fighters shot a barrage of mortar shells towards the invading Israeli tanks. In the West Bank on Wednesday, the Israeli army kidnapped 70 Palestinian civilians during a pre-dawn invasion targeting several towns and cities. 40 of those kidnapped were from the village of Beit Umar, located near the southern West Bank city of Hebron. Troops stormed the village of Beit Umar at around 1 a.m. on Wednesday. Troops searched and ransacked scores of homes, with local sources stating that the army placed the village under curfew, not allowing families to leave their homes. As the military operation continued, residents reported that so far the army kidnapped 40 men from the village, their ages ranging from 18 to 45. Israeli troops are still in the village and not allowing Palestinian ambulances or journalists to enter the village, witnesses reported. As a group of international human rights workers from the Christian Peacemaker Teams, CBT, tried to enter the village, Israeli troops prevented them and declared the entire village a closed military zone. Later in the day, six CBT workers managed to enter Beit Umar, although troops prevented them from moving around. Troops later kidnapped the group and released them in a nearby Israeli settlement. Thank you for joining us from Occupied Bethlehem. You have been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Center, IMEMC.org. This report has been brought to you by Ghassan Bannoura and George Shmawi.